Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you caught up with the news you should know about. Today, a Carbon County community has passed zoning regulations for data centers. And a new counseling center helps children and teens with addiction. It's Wednesday, March 4th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start off in Carbon County. Penn Forest Township now has protections in place to regulate data centers. Supervisors unanimously amended its zoning ordinance during a meeting on Monday. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more from Penn's Peak.
The amendment does many things. It caps the height of data centers at 85 feet, which includes rooftop equipment. It sets architectural and design standards and noise and vibration standards. Any operator has to have an emergency response plan. There's also decommissioning requirements. Data centers can use tons of water to cool servers. The ordinance says that developers must submit a water feasibility study. They must test wells and water quality, and residents have rights if their wells run dry.
We've written an ordinance that is as expansive as is legally possible to write.
That's Vice Chairman Christian Bartolovich. The ordinance also defines an overlay district at Route 903 and Maury Road. It's the same area owned by Mealy Brothers Realty. The company from Montgomery County says they plan to build a data center there, but has not submitted plans to the township. After 50 minutes of public comment, many members of the audience at the live music venue applauded the move, despite being opposed to data center development in the township. Here's Linda Chrisman.
I'm only thinking about these poor developers out there. If they are thinking of putting a data center in Penn Forest, they should price in the cost of aggravation, money, and time, because the opposition is not going anywhere.
In Penn Forest Township, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Find more of this story and more coverage of data center proposals in the region at WVIA.org. Now to Dixon City in Lackawanna County. Licensed at the end of last year, Next Gen Counseling welcomes children aged 12 through 19 for addiction counseling. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports from the Counseling Center on Dixon City's Main Street.
Next Gen is a passion project for director John Wasp. He and his wife, Diane Wasp, are financing the startup costs themselves.
This is Main Street healthcare. Some kids need counseling, and we're here to provide it. We want to normalize it. We want people to look at this as this is a regular part of growing up.
Next Gen serves youth ages 12 to 19 and their families, but 14-year-olds can seek care without parental permission. Wasp wants to center families, but he understands that not all children have support at home.
We're here for them just the same as we are for somebody who's got mom and dad who are worried about them.
The team sees the counseling center as an opportunity for early intervention. Dr. Mark Albert is the center's medical director.
I mean, this is a void that's not filled right now. You don't understand how important this is because, I mean, if they're starting at 11, 12, 13, or 14, that's when you have to hit them.
They offer services to youth showing signs of substance use, problematic gaming, gambling, and mental health issues. John Wasp says 1 in 10 youth meets the criteria for problem gambling.
It's also gaining a lot of attention for teens and adolescents because, well, they carry around microcomputers in their pockets all the time, and they have access to sports betting apps, and they have access to in-app games and purchases.
The center is waiting for its Medicaid contract to be approved, but they take private insurance and are ready to start serving the region's youth. In Dixon City, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. So 2026 is a midterm election year, but some people are already looking ahead to the 2028 presidential election. The city of Philadelphia is officially a finalist in the race for hosting the 2028 Democratic National Convention. As Tom McDonald reports for WVIA, leading the charge is a man who's helped the city win several major events.
David L. Cohen has done everything from serving as the Canadian ambassador for the Biden administration to being among the top Comcast executives and being Ed Rendell's right-hand man during his mayoral and gubernatorial terms. Cohen believes the city can win the bid to host the DNC because they've done it before, in his words, with excellence.
We're known for being able to raise the money because we've done it before, and we have exceeded the targets that we set for ourselves in doing that. And to the extent it matters to hold your convention in a state that's going to be in play, Pennsylvania is as swinging a state and as important a state for being in play as you can get.
Cohen adds the city has a secret weapon in the form of Erin Wilson as executive director for the event.
She's worked for Bob Casey. She's worked for the DNC. She worked for Kamala Harris in the White House. She's well-respected in the DNC and in Washington.
The next step is a site visit by the DNC in the spring.
That was Tom McDonald reporting. One last thing for you today. Let's look back at This Week in History with WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, March 2nd through the 8th. In 1855, Snyder County is just getting its start, formed this week and named for Simon Snyder, a state governor who made his home in Salins Grove. Schuylkill County is also formed this week in 1811. Its name honors the Schuylkill River. 1962, history is made in Hershey when the Philadelphia Warriors' Wilt Chamberlain scores 100 points against the New York Knicks, a record for points scored by a single player in any basketball game. 1965 in Selma, Alabama this week, a civil rights demonstration ends in violence in an event that comes to be known as Bloody Sunday. And in 2010, Kathryn Bigelow makes history this week, becoming the first woman to win an Academy Award for Best Director for her movie, The Hurt Locker. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Enjoy your Wednesday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.